Some of it ain't scripture. Oh, that's a good old song, but it ain't scripture. Where in the scripture is there a scripture to back up that song? Where is it? And not only get you a scripture, the Bible says by two or three, let every word be established. I might not quote it exactly. I think I wrote it down somewhere. I'll get to it. 2 Corinthians, let me move on. 13 verse 1. This is the third time I am coming to you. Ooh, let me shut it down. I am coming to you in the mouth. Here it is right here. 2 Corinthians 13, 1. In the mouth of two or three witnesses shall every word be established. Not only say, well, this scripture says I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. Where's another scripture that backs that up? Run references. Get your concordance. Look it up. Find it. And say, here it is right here, God. Show it to God. Here it is. I'm coming boldly before you. Here's what your word says. Now, I believe it. Now you do it. Can you do that? Am I right? I believe for a house. Well, the Bible says in my Father's house, there are many mansions. And then over in Deuteronomy, one of my confessions that I make, Deuteronomy chapter 6. What'd you say now? Verse 10. That's right. Verse 10. I'm just going to read a little bit of it. It's one of the things that I read. And it shall be when the Lord my God shall have brought me into the land which he swore unto thy fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give me great and goodly cities which I buildest not, and houses for all good things which I filleth not, and wells dig which I diggest not, and vineyard and olive tree which I plantest not, when thou shalt have eaten and be full. Okay, God, here go my two scriptures. I come before you boldly. I believe you for a house. Now do it. Is that easy? First, you got to want a house. So that's where the thought comes. Want or need or both. Then you get you a scripture. And you believe this scripture. You believe that the word of God is true. Word of God is a living word. And then you get your scripture and you not only look at it, you say it out of your mouth. You go before God and say, here it is. Now you do it. Why? Because you're believing it's not for you to do. It's for you to believe. What do you believe? Well, I believe that I told God what I wanted. I want a house with this, 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 and this. I want it. And I'm believing God for. What are you believing for? Do you need a car? Do you need a bill paid? Well, my God says he'll supply all my need according to his riches and glory. He said he has a cattle on a thousand hills. I'm believing on quoting it correct. Is who? He is. So if you own it, God, I need it. You said you'll supply my need. Do it. That's simple. But what we mess up is, man, I don't know when this going to happen. It's been 9 years. I don't know when I'm gonna get a husband. I've been by myself forever. It seemed like God, what's taking you so long? Then you go out and try to do it yourself, mess up, marry the wrong person, then you got trouble. Uh-oh. You know what? I've been by myself. I don't even know. I stopped counting. Be honest. Quite a while. And sometimes that try to come on me, but I simply think about Abraham. If Abraham and Sarah can have a baby as old as they was, I can have a wife as old as I want to be and still enjoy her. Who says you had to be young in age, in a number, to enjoy marriage? Who said that? Where is that in the scripture? Where is it? It ain't in there. You see where I'm going now? Do you understand now? Woo, glory to God. Amen. See, amen. Enjoy. It don't matter how old you are. I have a cousin. I ain't think that boy gonna ever have a baby. Say, man, a long time. But finally, they had one. Who said when he had to do that? When? Who said what? Who put a time limit on it? You did. That's when you mess up. They that patiently wait on the Lord. You gotta be patient. You gotta teach yourself. Tell yourself, I'm patient. I'm patient. I'm patient. I'm kind. I'm loving. Come on, 1 Corinthians 13. You gotta tell yourself that. I'm patient. I'm kind. I'm patient and I'm kind. I'm patient and I'm kind. I can wait. I can wait. I can wait. Yes, I can. Yes, I can. Flesh, shut up. Be quiet. Yeah, I said, shut up. Be quiet. I can wait. 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 As long as it takes, I can wait. But you ain't gonna wait. Just kind of taking a little rabbit trail. But you ain't gonna wait. You grown and they spending the night. People look at me crazy when I tell them. I said, whoever she is, whenever we do date, at this such time, before dark, you got to go home. And look at me silly. I said before, I said, neither, the Bible says, neither give place to the devil. Oh, they sleeping on the couch. No, go home. Why? Because your thought is, she in there on the couch. He in there on the couch, you know. Oh, what? Your thought. You don't need it. You right, AJ. You don't need it. We dating. I ain't doing nothing. We ain't in the couch. Tell them to go home. But I paid your rent last month. Well, here it is back. Go home. I thought you loved me. I do. I love you enough to tell you, go home. The spirit is willing, and your mind. I started off a while back. I am ashamed to say this, about 330 something pounds. 330 something. But I got a thought process, and I begin to work. Then I got a little more motivation, and I have lost all the way down to 296 pounds. I'm still heavy. But what did I do? I had to make up in my mind. I had to get on this treadmill. And there's been a few times where I wanted to cry because it hurt. I ain't gonna lie, I wanted to cry. I went, nope. I said, I'm fighting with the tear. Get back in there. No, I'm coming. I know you get back in there. I'm going back and forth with the tear. And I suck it up and keep on going until the exercise is over. What am I doing? Telling my body, you got to go work out. Telling my mind, no, you can't have that. Sometimes I don't always win, but guess what? The Bible just said, don't quit. Message Bible, didn't it just say, or Amplified one of them, didn't it just say, the Message Bible? Can you put that back up there, Isaiah 26 and 3 from the Message Bible? People with their minds set on you, keep completely whole, steady, on their feet, because they keep at it and don't quit. Woo-hoo, glory to God. How many of you done quit? How many times you done quit and didn't start back? How many times have you stopped? If you don't stop, start back. Get back at it. Give it all you got. Hallelujah. Why? Because the mind is very, very powerful.